Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jesse Marshall joins us right now. He, of course, from The Athletic. He's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Most kids get excited on Christmas Eve. Jesse Marshall gets excited for the NHL draft. Hello, Jesse. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure to be talking to you.
Well, our pleasure, Jesse. And this was a big one for the Penguins. 13 picks, the most they've taken in one draft in 31 years. Let's start with Ben Kindle, number 11 overall. I read that some think that Dubas reached to get him. I don't know enough about these guys. That's why we have you on. Did he reach, and what do you know about Ben?
I think it is a little bit of a reach. But I here's the thing that I put the caveat on with that, is that Ben Kindle was the line mate of Tanner Howe, who got traded to the Calgary Hitmen at the beginning of the year from a really horrible Regina Pats team. And they spent all year together. And instantaneously, from their time together at the inception of that grouping, one of the best lines in the WHL. So the Penguins got a very long, close viewing of Ben Kindle, just vis-a-vis Tanner Howe, who's already in their system. I think for them to be that close to a player throughout the course of the year takes a little bit of the perceived risk away that you might think there is. So I had Ben Kindle at 20, Adam. So to 20 to 11, I don't think is that huge of a jump. And I think there were a lot of outlets that had Ben Kindle as a top 10 player. So I don't think it's too far of a reach, especially considering how much they like this player and the individual sample size that they've got of watching him up close. But make no mistake, if you came up to me, Adam, and said that Ben Kindle is the best defensive forward in the draft, I wouldn't argue with you about that.
Oh, wow.
And it's funny because that's not what he's known for. That's not that when you listen to people talk about Ben Kindle, that's not what they start with. They start with his hands, his shot, the creativity. He's a really lethal offensive talent. But what shocked me the most in watching him was how much of that is born off the back of him stealing the puck. And it's not a physical. I equate him, guys, to a safety, the way a safety plays in the NFL. They sit downfield, right? They read those plays and wait for an opportunity to pounce, and that's what Ben Kindle's doing. He's really good at reading plays. He's a timing-based attacker. His stick work is phenomenal. So he's kind of laying in wait, right, stalking the play. He sees it developing, and then he pounces, and he either intercepts the pass at the point of action or gets a stick on the player at the point of action, and then that's when the magic happens, right? That's when he takes over, and his creativity, his hands all come to the forefront, and he's just absolutely lethal in those transition situations. And the thing is, he generates just so much of them. And I have a video out on him in The Athletic today. You need all your fingers and toes to count the number of times he scores off of a turnover.
Jesse, Bill Zonin, 18 years old, 6'2", 185, some decent size right there. It seems like that he's going to have some things to clean up. He's a little bit raw, but do you like the pick with their second pick in the first round of Bill Zonin?
Yeah, this one's my favorite, guys. I got to be completely transparent with you. You know, Bill Zonin is somebody I became aware of in November as a late first, early second round pick, but he went on a 23-game point streak around Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, scored a point in every single game he played in the month of November. And that'll get your attention, right, when you hear about that. So I started watching him early. I think, you know, I do think there's some element of rawness to his game. But when you watch him play, you're watching Chris Kunitz and Patrick Hornquist and those kind of style of guys. Right?
Let's go.
Like, he is a nightmare. And when you watch him go into the boards with defensemen, they tap out. They quit. In the third period of a game, they don't want to have anything to do with Bill Zonin on puck retrieval because they're tired of it. They've just taken a beating all night long, and he hits hard. He hits really hard. In front of the net, you can't move him. He fights. You know, you see sticks flying around in the crease. It's because Bill Zonin's not giving that position up. Now let's layer on top of that the fact that he just overpowers people with his wrist shot. A lot of the goalies he beat this year, it was power and placement. Oh, right past the glove, just right past it. It's like he's throwing Paul Skeens heat at people. I think now here's where it gets, you talk about the refinement, that selection's got to get better, right? I think he's got to be a little bit, he's an energy guy. You know, when Steve Hartley, the coach, and Rowan Noranda needed something to happen, they sent Bill Zonin over the boards. That was the plan. Put Zonin on the ice. Something is going to take place next, right? And I think that you know, that ball of energy and that work ethic, it's all very good, but I think sometimes it's misused, right, in actions that aren't really beneficial to the game. Like, maybe it's finishing a check away from the play that you should have peeled off of. Maybe it's not taking that shot. I'm not worried about any of that, right? This is a player who has gotten really good at hunting open ice with the puck on a stick and not conceding possession. When you add in all these other developing offensive skills and just this powerhouse of a shot, the thing for me, guys, is the ceiling on this player, right, is on the third floor. Right? Like, Bill Zonin, to me, is playing in the National Hockey League. Maybe it's he's a fourth-line center or a fourth-line wing. We don't really know what position he is yet. I think we'll figure that out this year. But best-case scenario beyond that, maybe he's playing on your second-line wing, right? So I think there's a wide variety of outcomes here. All of those roads, though, lead to Bill Zonin playing in the NHL, to me, in some fashion. I just don't see this as a risky pick. I had him at 24th. They took him at 22. I was tempted to put him higher than that because he's just so much fun to watch. The fun meter on this guy is broken. So I think this will be, you know, I said on Twitter this weekend, this is your favorite prospect and you just don't know it yet. And I think once people see him in Pittsburgh and get a sense of how electric he is, that'll turn out to be true.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jesse Marshall of The Athletic joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Will Horcroft, number 24 overall. His dad, Sean, I feel super old, played over 1,000 games in the NHL. Not the biggest guy, just 6'5", 203. So it seems like they kind of got all different shapes and sizes, didn't they, Jesse?
They did, yeah. And this is the one that I think everybody's kind of got to put their patient hat on for, because I think Will Horcroft is a project with a really high potential to turn into something special. I think that is a long ways away. He's kind of jumped around, right? I think he settled at Michigan this year. He didn't get to Michigan until the winter. So the season was halfway over by the time he got there. To be, the United States national program this year, guys, was sour. There was something wrong with it. Dan Muse left and it kind of like it became a disaster. they were decent and good at times internationally. When they were domestic playing against college teams and, USHL squads, they were getting kind of shoved around and beat up, which is weird. So he left that situation, as did, a lot of people. It wasn't working out for him. I don't think he had an identity on that team. I don't know that they knew what his role was. But the first game he played at Michigan, he had 2 points. That was the outdoor game at Wrigley, and just was an absolute monster and all night. That calmed down with time. But look, this is it's a physical freak of nature who can skate, right? I think there's a lot of stuff that has to happen from a refinement perspective. I'll just give you one thing, guys, like his hands. He's got, does not have soft hands right now at all. Like, it's just not, like you watch the tape. I watched all 18 from Michigan this weekend, and he's like killing a lot of entries, right? He played 18 games at Michigan and carried the puck across the blue line with possession 25 times. That's not a lot, right? So I think there's a learning curve here. I think he's in the right place. Michigan's a great program. The NCAA next season is going to be the place to be. It's going to be chock full of talent. I think he's going to have a much larger role on that squad. But you watch him play, you see there's a really good player there that's just right now raw, unrefined, a little inexperienced, and frankly played in 3 different situations and teams over the course of the last calendar year. And I think it showed, right? I think it shows. So I think this one's the one that's a little bit more long-term for me, but you can very clearly see in this tape why they picked him, right? And there are times where he's either bowling somebody over or pulling out this set of hands that belies his size and kind of dangling around people, but it's so piecemeal right now. So this one, long-term, I think, you kind of let this one marinate, let him go back to Michigan. He's going to get some time, right? I think this is somebody that probably spends a little longer amount of time in the NHL potentially, but I like the pick, right? I mean, I think that they saw something they really liked that allowed them to jump up and target him. He's a little bit further back. I had him ranked 35th overall. But again, physical tools that you don't see every day. These players don't grow on trees. And obviously comes from, a pretty strong set of bloodlines as well. So, again, physically impressive, but I would implore everyone to not rush this one. I think that this one's a little bit one that has got to bake for a little bit longer.
You talked about Zonin's high floor, and you talked about the skill and the defensive prowess of Ben Kindle. Which one of those guys makes it to the league first, and what's the best-case scenario on their arrival time?
2 to 3 years for both, I think, realistically. And with Ben Kindle, I think he's missing a tiny bit of NHL-level burst in his skating. He's not a bad skater. I don't want people to walk away from that, the conversation, thinking that at all. He's a dynamic skater. I mean, the kid's he's spinning around, dangling around people in spin moves. So he's obviously got cutting and maneuverability, but I think that top-end pop is not there yet, which will come with time. And he's a string bean. He's still small, right? And he's, 5'11", 175. So I think, he's got to get a little bit bigger to be able to handle the rigors of the levels that are to come. But I'm not, I still think, if you're looking for like a comparable player at him, like he's got that Nick Suzuki vibe, right? A good defensive center who's got hands, makes his teammates better, and is just an absolute nightmare to play against because of how smart he is. That's a very easy comp for me. For Zonin, I think the road could be shorter just because he's already got that size and that physicality, and I think his willingness to crash and bang and sort of like play without any regard for his own well-being is a good sign of things to come, right? And usually that's the hump junior players have to get over when they go pro. I think that'll be something like Bill Zonin's looking forward to. You'll hear a lot about his skating. I've seen the sentiment a lot this weekend that Bill Zonin's a bad skater. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me nuts. I don't know how you watch the video of him and just see him like barreling through the neutral zone at 100 miles an hour, chasing down pucks and think, wow, that's a bad skater. It looks weird. It is not. He is not classically trained, right? Like, it just looks like he figured it out on his own, but it's working, right? So I think there's a lot of wasted energy in his stride and a lot of like extra movement that I think with an NHL level skills coach is going to get cleaned up in the snap of your fingers. But I just think the style of play that Zonin has makes the potential runway for him a little bit shorter. And I think with Horkov, probably the longest one, right? I think you're probably, again, in that three-year range for him and maybe beyond. But again, if some of this skill comes and clicks for him next year and he's got that time to settle into Michigan now, he's found a home, right? If that light bulb goes off, I might be shortening that up just because of how much of a freak he is.
Jesse, what were your initial thoughts on George LaRocque's tweet about Sidney Crosby potentially being traded?
Guys, just here's the thing. We have to stop caring about this because it's not going to go away, right? Like, it's not going to go away. What you're seeing is NHL media people living out their fantasy, right? Like, they want so badly to be able to cover a Sidney Crosby is traded project that they're almost in tears trying to manifest it on the internet. I think it's sad to have a guy come out publicly and make how many statements now? I mean, we got to be up to 8 over the course of the last 3 years about his intention. To ignore that, right, from a guy who's been in the league as long as Sid has and the ambassador to the league that he is, to ignore that for your own selfish interests in a story you want to write is kind of disrespectful to me. I'm going to be honest with you. So, you know, I don't know. Again, I don't know how many times we're going to have to see Crosby and Brisson and the Penguins come out and say this is ridiculous. Like even Nathan MacKinnon had to do it this weekend. Yeah. So, you know, to me, it's very disrespectful. I think people are thinking selfishly here, and they want to talk about a story. They want to make it happen. And, again, Sid's been in the league a long time, right? He's done everything everybody's ever asked for him except skipped a couple All-Star games. So, it's crazy that we're going to keep doing this over and over again. Every time we enter a new season of the NHL, whether that be free agency, trade deadline, draft, a random Tuesday night in November, somebody's, you know, going to kick the fire on this until he hangs them up.
Jesse, this was excellent. We should do this a lot more, especially given the state of things with the Penguins, because there's going to be a lot of young guys we're going to want to break down over the next couple of years. And we look forward to your video piece coming out today on The Athletic. Thanks for jumping on, man.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Great breakdown, Jesse. Thank you.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.